Hi, everybody. So I'm here with Ashley. She studied abroad in Copenhagen, Denmark. And I hear that you have a story that you'd like to tell us.
I do have a story I'd like to tell you. So when I was in Copenhagen, about a month into my study abroad experience, I was feeling a little homesick, and I woke up one Saturday morning and I really wanted a great bagel with cream cheese. I am from New York and I know good bagels, and I didn't know whether or not I'd find a good bagel place where I lived in Copenhagen, but I wanted to at least try. So I got on Google Maps and I actually found a bagel place that was a block away from where I lived. I was like, oh, amazing. I'll just walk down there. So I got two of my friends and we walked down to the bagel place, and we walk in and it looks like a Subway, like a Subway sandwich place where they have like the case full of all the different sandwich ingredients.
Okay.
So there was tomatoes, onions, lettuce, and like different dressings and all that. And I was very confused at first. And then there was a guy in front of me and he starts ordering in Danish, and I watched the lady behind the counter pull out a bagel, put it in a panini press, press the bagel so it's thin, and then build a sandwich on top of the bagel. And then they use the cream cheese as like sauce.
Oh.
So it was like a cream cheese bagel sandwich.
Sounds good.
And I was just shocked. I was like, I've never seen this before ever. Yeah. I've never heard of this. This is not something we do in the United States. And so I kind of got up there and the lady barely spoke English, which was also a big surprise because a lot of people in Copenhagen speak English. And this particular woman did not. So we were both speaking broken Danish, broken English. And I was trying to get my point across that all I wanted was a bagel and only cream cheese. And just the cultural divide there, she looked at me like I was nuts. She thought I was insane.
Yeah.
And she took out the bagel. She pressed it. I was like, eh, it's okay. Toasted, you know?
Yeah.
And so then she puts a little tiny smear of cream cheese on. And me being a New York gal, we don't do it that way.
No.
You lather on the cream cheese. And now this like little bucket she was taking the cream cheese from, it was so small. It was like 3 inches by 3 inches. Because they usually only use it to like smear a little on for the sandwiches. And so she would put it on, she would look at me, and I'd be like, more. And she put it on, she would look at me and be like, more. Put it on. And it just kept going like that. And then her eyes just got wider and wider. And she was very shocked that I would ever put that much cream cheese on a bagel. And
did it taste the same, like the cream cheese?
It did. It did taste the same. Yeah. I mean, the thin bagel.
Weird.
It was a little weird, but I was like, you know, I feel like I really got to go back to this place and do it the Danish way.
Yeah.
You know, like I had my cream cheese bagel, got a little bit of taste of home, I guess. And so I went back probably a week or two later with my friends. I was like, okay, let's try this out. Let's try these sandwiches with the cream cheese.
Yeah.
And they were so good.
Mm.
It was so good. You know how at like Chipotle, they throw so much food into one burrito.
Yeah.
And it's just jam-packed. It's like that, but between two panini pressed bagels.
Wow.
There's just a ton of meat and cheese and veggies, and it was delicious.
Mm.
So that was quite a different culture experience that
I bet.
I did when I was in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm hungry now. Thanks for sharing.